Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so far I have Mom and Daddy Werner.
Yes.
Hubert. And Miss Williams?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, Mom, you want to start reading in Genesis for us, please?
Yeah, okay. I'm reading in Genesis 34, starting at the 18th verse. And that word pleases Hamah and Shechem, Hamah's son. And the young man deferred not to do these things because he had delight in Jacob's daughter. And he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamah and Shechem, his son, came unto the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, "These men are peaceful with us, therefore let them dwell with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade therein, for the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people, and every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Shall not their cattle and their suction and every beast of their be ours? Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And unto Hamah and unto Shechem, his son, hearken all that went out of the gate of his city. And every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dan's brothers, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the male. And they slew Hamah and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dan out of Shechem's house and went out. The son of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives took they captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me to make me to stick among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I've been few in numbers. They shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house." And they said, "Should he deal with our sister and with our holler, with and holler?" Amen. I read you from the 18th verse down through the 31st of Genesis. May the Lord bless the reader and the hearer and the doer of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. We did have Miss Allen to join us.
Yes.
Are you by yourself tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'll read off the roll call again. I have Mom, Daddy Verner, Miss William, Hubert, Miss Allen, and myself. Does someone say something? Okay. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Father, we thank you for your love and for your patience and for your loving Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service and send them back to the pits of hell. Father God, we ask that you allow us to hear your words being shared over these airways. And help us to be doers of your words, in Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless everyone that is here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Father God, we ask that you lead and guide us. Teach us your ways. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Mom, for that reading in Genesis 34. And Daddy Vernon, would you do us the honor of reading Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Jesus looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
Well, man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. And that's going to take us right on into our program. And let's see, Miss Allen, you have any good news to share with the group tonight?
I think so. All right, we'll be coming from James, the fourth chapter, starting at the seventh verse. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw now to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, your sinners, and purify your heart, you doubt, double-minded. Lamenting and mourning and weeping, let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom, yellow and gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one and another. Brethren, he who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother, speak evil of the law and the judges of the law. But if you judge the law and you are not a doer of the law, but a judge, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Alice. That takes us right into Hubert. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I've said Romans 3:10-18. Romans 3, verse 10. It is as Scripture says, there is no just man, no, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one in search of God. All have taken the wrong course. All alike have become worthless. Not one of them acts uprightly, no, not one. Their throats are open tombs. They use their tongue to deceive. The venom of apes lies behind their lips. Their mouths are full of curses and bitterness. Swiftly run their feet to shed blood. Ruin and misery strew their course. The path of peace is unknown to them. The fear of God is not before their eyes. We know that everything the law says is addressed to those who are under its authority. This means that every mouth that is silent, and this means that every mouth is silent, and the whole world stand convicted before God. Since no one will be justified in God's sight through observation of the law does nothing but point out what is sinful. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of His word. May His words be acceptable. May my words be acceptable in His sight. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Hubert. Let's see, I will go next, and I'll be coming out of Isaiah 40, 28, and then I'll hit 41 and 10. And you should know by now that the everlasting God, the creator of the furthest parts of the earth, never grows faint or weary. No one can fathom the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. Even the youth shall be exalted, and the young men will all give up. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Amen.
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 Okay, look like we had other visitors. Brian?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
We're doing just great. Welcome.
By yourself?
Okay. Are you by yourself tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, next, Ms. William, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Revelation 5, the scroll and the lamb. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with the seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seal and to open the scroll?" But no one in heaven and on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside. I wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll and to look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of the Lord sent out into the earth. And he came and took the scroll from the right hand. Excuse me. Excuse me. And he sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which is the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song unto the Lord. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God. From every tribe and language and people of the nation, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. And the explanation, the short explanation to this is, God is encouraging his children to live faithful for him, because there will come a day when we will be so glad that we helped out and went through. The latter days will be greater than anything that can happen now. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise Amen. The Lord.
Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Brian, anything to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say I missed y'all last week, and I love all y'all. And Jesus will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Brian. Next, I have Mom.
Yes.
And good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have. I'm going to be reading a devotion reading from 1 Samuel 8, 1 through 5. And the subject is disappointment in our children. This is Israel petitioned to Samuel for a king, such as all the other nations have. Grew out of their profound sense of disappointment in Samuel's son upon his retirement, Samuel had appointed his son to serve as judge over Israel as he himself had been. However, the nation soon realized that his son was not at all like his father. No one would ever claim that this boy was chipped off the old block. Where Samuel had been a man of impeccable moral character and integrity, his son was greedy for money and corrupt in their administration of justice. When Samuel learned about his son's behavior, it must have been almost unbearable. Every parent desires a successful career for their child. Mm-hmm. Every parent desires righteousness behavior by their child. But the realness of life is that it will not always be so. Every parent must learn the difficult lesson that the children God gives us do not belong to us in an absolute sense. While we do have a clear responsibility to raise them, to teach them, and to train them, we cannot live their life for them, their bodies, their thoughts, their behavior, and their soul are in their own hands. They can either surrender them to sin or surrender them to God. They choose for themselves. Judges, once adults, must live their own life for better or worse. Perhaps this is what the Eastern poet Cahill Gardner meant when he wrote, "You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may have their body, but not their soul, for their soul dwells in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in a dream. For life goes not backward, not carries with yesterday. For you are the bowl from which your children, as living and arrow, are set forth." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Daddy, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to change the tempo a little bit. I want to read the duties of a church member. We have five duties of a church member. Member involves certain other things than profession of faith and being baptized, having the name on roll. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If these things were all church members, would raise our membership very highly, and the church would soon go to pieces. All Christians have certain duties to perform after they have united with a church. They should be ever watchful that they perform them. These duties are duty to God, duty to the church, duty to the pastor, duty to others, duty to self. It is the duty of every Christian toward God to love him and to keep his commandments, to follow in the steps of his son as closely as human frailty and weakness will permit him, and to keep in communication with God through the medium of prayer. These things are commanded and must be obeyed as faith duty. It should not be difficult to love him, considering what he had done for his children, and to show forth other gratitude for his blessing. To us, we should use our best effort keep the commandment. To live like Christ is harder, for that man can have the love, gentleness, patience, wisdom, and humility of the Redeemer. But we can do our best, and we can ask God in carrying out the last of the duties to him to give us the grace and strength so to live. The Christian duty toward the church is the same sort of a duty he owes to his home and family. He shall love, support, protect, and strengthen it. In loving it, he shall be regular and attentive upon it and its meetings. And supporting it, he should give towards its support just as much as his means will permit, freely, willing, and with joy. money given and any other spirit they are no good to either the church or the giver. He shall protect it by his manner of life and by maintaining the reputation of himself and his fellow church member as a good Christian. He shall strengthen it by getting others to become members. Well, this is pretty long, so I might just read half of it and I read the other later. And so I would just say, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daddy. And that takes us right into the sick and shut-in. May everyone bow their head, for we are in the presence of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay hands upon Miss Wanda, Eddie Tipman, Jessica Smith, Charles and Val, Jordan and the Rako family, Carlos and the Wells family, Uncle Dave, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne, Vicky Hussman, the Rossiter family, the Warner family, Michael and Denise Moody, Valerie Crockett, Uncle Champ, DeMarcus, Tony, Metalkai, LaTanya, the Norris family, Adams family, Cheryl, Ruth Edwards, Angela Burns, Quentin, Jermaine, Uncle Oliver, Janet Williams, Rodney Clark, Earlene Parker, Rochelle Bessler, Maxine Johnson, Lenny and family, Mary Lowe, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For there is power in the blood, and we decree and declare health over them right now. And we thank you for your healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we're into birthdays, week of the 25th through the 31st. I have Willie Williams down for the 25th. Any other birthdays we need to honor?
Oh, amen. Yeah. Antoine Curtis.
Antoine
Curtis. It was the 24th. I was out last time.
Oh, okay. Amen. All right. Brian, would you sing happy birthday for us, please?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. And many, many more. Thank you for that, Brian. And that takes us right into our praise and testimony, songs and poems. Okay, Ms. Allen, anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Hubert?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. A gift sent to the Lord. This rather is the fact.
We losing you, Hubert.
Oh, okay. How about now? That better?
Yes.
Okay. This rather is the fasting. It's the fasting that I wish. Keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes. Do you call this a fast? Release those bound unjustly. Untying the tongues of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wounds shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malice speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty, even on the parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like a water garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundation from ages past, you shall rise up. Repair of the breach, they shall call you. Restore a ruined homesteads. If you hold back your foot on the Sabbath from following your own pursuit at my holy, on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord holy day honorable, if you honor it by not following your ways, seeking your own interests, or speaking with malice, then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Lo, the hand of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen.
The Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Next, I have Ms. Williams. Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from my devotional Bible. And the title of this devotional is A Pocket Full of Prayers. The background scripture is taken from Isaiah 40, 27 through 29. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, the everlasting God, the Lord neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. It says that, like men and women, Carol routinely emptied her husband's pockets before doing his laundry. She often pulled lists of prayers from his pocket. That's included prayer lists. Her husband rarely listed people's names, only what he was praying for. One Monday, delivery woman named Betty, who picked up and delivered her husband's uniform, came to Carol's door. Carol had never seen Betty smile before this day. She glowed. She said, I want to thank you for the prayers. That, she explained, every week I clean out the cargo pocket of your husband's pants. I thought that God had given up on me, but he has been speaking to me through the prayers that I find in your husband's pocket. I was starving for God and for his word. These scraps of paper with prayers were like food. I couldn't wait every Monday to see if I would find another message. I claim each one as my own. Yesterday, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. My new church has a group who ministers to people like me. Only God knows the final outcome of all of your prayers and all of your prayer requests. He alone is the finisher and the great amen of what you request before his throne. Let us continue always to pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Let's see here. Brian, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Mm.
Nah, not really.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Our school's going all good, too. I'm doing good in school, so that's a little praise and testimony.
Amen, amen. Keep up the good work. We're rooted for you. Amen. Thank you. Mom, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read the response of reading. It said, true wisdom, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is place of understanding? Men know not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that get understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than finer gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that can desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, next I have Daddy Werner. Good news to share?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
My service is never, never, never give up your dreams and goal or work in the fight and waiting. And pride. Don't give up. Your perseverance demoralize your enemy. Don't give up. Patience is a weapon. Don't give up. And the word, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:62. And I was stepping for the next and look for a double blessing. Read carefully the account of Joseph, Daniel, and others. Their adversary always waited a season of double portion blessings with their life. They discover that false accusation is often the last stage before supernatural promotion. So look for a double blessing. Miracles are coming toward you, are going past you every day. Recognize them. And the word on that, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. We find that in Job 42:10. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, double portions. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. And that takes us right into our serenity prayer. And Miss William, would you lead us out in that, please?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Is there anything anyone else want to share with the group tonight before Hubert goes into the closing prayer of Matthew 6:9? Okay, Hubert, would you do us the honor, please? Everyone bow their head, please.
Just a minute. Okay, Matthew 6:9. This is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our wrong we have done as we forgive those who wrong us. Subject us not to the trial, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive the faults of others, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Hubert. That concludes our program for tonight. The Nettles family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. I pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Remember to put on your full suit of armor to keep your enemies away. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Keep God first in all that you do. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Everyone have a blessed week, and we love you. Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
I'd like to leave this with you for your week. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. God is love. Amen. Good night.